Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online. We have quite a bit to unpack on this Saturday, June 15, 2024. First, in a significant move towards collaboration within the financial sector, it appears the Council of Australian Life Insurers, colloquially known as CALI, has expressed its commitment to work in unison and not in competition with financial advisors. During a recent hearing held by the Senate Economics Legislation Committee, CALI's chief executive, Christine Cupid, made it clear that their primary aim is backing advisors by providing straightforward product-specific advice to consumers directly. But let's be clear, Cupid emphasized this assistance would be under strict regulations and consumer protections. So, if you need more complex advice, don't be surprised if you're directed to a professional financial planner by your life insurer. A smart move, ensuring a smooth interplay between life insurers and financial advisors and fostering a balanced role for life insurance within the realm of financial advisory. Switching gears, as we approach the new financial year, there are some hefty changes on the horizon worth your attention. Beginning July 1st, revised tax rates primarily designed to support lower and middle-income earners will be in effect. Those on minimum wage can anticipate a 3.75% hike to a nice round figure of $24.10 per hour. Energy rebates are being rolled out to households and small businesses alike to help counterbalance those pesky electricity bills. However, be mindful, passport fees will creep up. And good news for families and those planning maternity leaves, both welfare payments and paid parental leave will see enhancements. The superannuation guarantee is also set to rise incrementally. In an overall health and safety effort, there will be a national ban on engineered stone to safeguard the workers from silicosis. It's a whirlwind of alterations, and Australians are strongly urged to stay updated to maximize their financial strategies effective the coming year. Drawing attention to a persisting disparity in retirement savings, in Australia, women are still lagging significantly behind men. The Australia Institute's new report exposes a tax concession system that unfortunately benefits the affluent at a whopping cost of $54.56 billion this fiscal year. It's a tad unsettling to learn that only a meager 2.5% of individuals with enormous super funds over $1 million contribute heavily, bolstering calls to halt such concessions. Are we surprised to find that women receive less of these benefits? Men in the 60 to 64 age bracket possess median super balances, almost a quarter higher than their female counterparts. Addressing this unevenness could potentially save $12 billion each year while tackling the growing retirement fund's expenditure. Hopefully, recent governmental measures like including superannuation in government-funded parental leave and hiking the minimum wage will help bridge this gap. Finally, a somber economic update indicating Aussie consumers are tightening their purse strings even more. Recent Australian Bureau of Statistics figures hint at a dipping household spending indicator growth, primarily in discretionary sectors, a clear sign of wavering consumer confidence. Unfortunately, your dollar is shrinking faster when adjusted for inflation and population. Simultaneously, the Westpac's Card Tracker Index demonstrates a similar contraction, painting a bleak picture across the nation. The recession seems to be striking hard, with consumers nationwide facing tough times. And that wraps up our roundup for today. I'm Paige Estritori with Financial Services Online, reminding you to stay informed and prepared. Be sure to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information and resources. Thanks for joining us, and we'll meet again soon with more financial insights.